Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. I thought the camera was pointed at me, but it was pointed the other way.
It always is.
I don't know. He does different shit.
Yeah.
RealLifeSciFi.show?
Yeah.
I'm Wade.
Hi. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Aaron.
RealLifeSciFi.show?
Yes.
Is our new website. Just go there. Then I don't have to say all this other bullshit.
It's true. Yeah. Tuesdays, Thursdays, twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi.
You don't, but you just, now you did it.
Well, because we don't have
Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi.
Jesus.
By the way, this is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. And let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, the funniest and best person I or any one of us knows, Lindsay A. Lindsay's got a show coming up next week if you're in LA, Saturday the 18th at UCB Franklin. It's called Make That Sandwich. And tickets are on your website?
Tickets are on my Instagram, on Upright Citizens Brigade's website. But yeah, you could just go to the link in my bio. It's right there, at Lindsay Ames on Instagram.
And it's going
to
sell out, and it's a birthday show. Get them now.
Oh, hell happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. And the lineup is nuts. Like, if people have ever seen, or like Salt Hank, he's on.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, whoa, Salt Hank's going to be on the show?
Yeah. And he makes delicious sandwiches.
Salt
yeah.
Pink?
Salt Hank.
Hank.
Salt Hank.
Hank.
But he's not like this guy, right?
No, that's Salt Bae.
That guy sucks.
There's a lot of salts. You know, there's enough salt for everyone if you don't come at the world with a lack mindset, you know?
Yeah. Is there a salty Doug out there? That should be that out there.
Salt right? Doug, hit us
salt
up.
Doug, where salty are you?
Doug. Hit us up, Salt Doug.
We need Salt Doug. And Fibula, who's his best friend, who's also hilarious, great comedian, really funny. Andrea Jin, who is a Vancouver hometown homie, Canadian comedian who lives in LA, who is... She's outrageous. She's amazing. And Mike Glazer, who's like the fucking best also. So it's going to be a
great
show.
Is this a Canadian jacket where you
no, in fact,
oh, I
got it at this.
No,
it's just being cool. And
okay.
I actually got this here at this very house.
Oh,
at a house.
Snap.
Yeah.
It's rad.
It was a swap. And I was like, I can't go to this thing. I am not allowed to get one piece of clothing, and I walked in the door, immediately saw this, then Mandy's fur jacket, and a bunch of other things, and I doubled down and I left with so much stuff.
So you know Mandy, does this not look like a little Mandy to
that
you?
That is so mean. That is so...
It looks just like her. It looks just like Mandy.
Did she have a rough weekend?
She used to have glasses.
Yeah, I don't know. I hid her glasses because Abed's show, they were like, they lost them and then the interns found them and now I don't know where I put them.
It looks like she did a lot of ketamine and someone told her she could do a haircut.
Anyway.
Don't worry, I got this. Don't worry.
Yeah, I can handle this.
I can totally do it.
So on this show, you make a sandwich.
Yes, so speaking of...
Well, you've been on the show before. You were on here during the quarantine, right?
Yes.
And we did like a little mini version of it. Okay, but so go on.
Okay, so the show is each player takes a turn listing one ingredient each to make a delicious sandwich. Okay, and you base your ingredient off of the person who played an ingredient before you. And we go around and around until one person feels like the sandwich cannot get any better. And then they say, make that sandwich. And then I do. So I did that for the... Usually I do a pop-up. I will be giving away a few sandwiches at the show.
Ooh.
Usually I do a full pop-up and everybody buys the sandwiches that I make on stage for the comedians.
Uh-huh.
But it's a really quick turnaround, so that will not be happening. But if you come, I'm going to have like 3 or 4 sandwiches for audience members. So I got those people who are playing... to play around beforehand. Now, I'm going to make that sandwich for them to try on stage. And I had to shoot the episode today.
Ooh.
So I brought with me the sandwich
from
what's going to be next Saturday. Now, you guys are going to try it, but we're not allowed to close up on it.
Okay.
We're not allowed to give away what's on it.
Oh,
let's
just
do
reactions.
It.
You have to kind of be a little, you know, like if you can cover it as much as you can, the sure. wrapping's going to be a little just fucked. And there will be one thing that people will see. But you can say things like, this is the best sandwich I've ever had, or yum, I never want another sandwich. But just don't say anything that points out what the actual
okay.
sandwich. I hope it's like,
you have to come on Saturday oh. or follow me on Instagram and you'll see.
I'm excited.
Well, so while you get all that stuff out.
It was for our theme, food is Matt.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Right.
We did pick a food theme for you.
Let's throw it to Willie and hit us with that topic. Wilson.
Wait, aren't you gonna
do the Wow Scale after because she's doing her thing.
Okay, yeah, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, food as medicine, food as magic. Socrates said, thou shouldst eat to live, not live to eat. And Hippocrates, whatever he said, he was among the first to establish the role of diet, was often quoted as saying, let food be your medicine. Tonight, we're talking about different ways that food should be your medicine. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Food as medicine.
Wow, it looks like a banh mi.
She has wrapped the sandwich too tight. She's chewing at it with her teeth.
Yeah, I was like, what is that, a baguette?
It's not that.
Oh, okay, I'm
it's
sorry.
Not
okay,
that,
I'm so.
But you're not allowed.
I'm learning.
Okay, can you open up this?
Yeah.
I'm learning.
You're not.
What the fuck?
I'm learning.
You do? I don't think you would.
You don't.
I mean, you might be able to pick out a point in it.
Get a.
Okay.
So you want to dip?
Yeah, okay. I guess the wide is good for
you,
this.
You can get maybe a napkin from.
I don't know if I want this.
Give me some of that paper towel over there,
Yeah, yeah. You fucking, right. I mean, a lot of people are going to
I didn't even hear what he said. I didn't even hear what he said.
Well, I feel like first bite, you might have to take two bites because first bite is just like the, right?
Well, okay, Willie is eating
a microphone?
The sandwich. Yeah. Have you done
this on your show yet? No, no one's brought us food? Delicious food.
No, we're just in the wide. See, it's right there. Okay. It's fine.
I'm just going to let it ride. There is, every time I chew, I'm like, wow.
Delicious?
Delicious.
I mean, I will say.
Oh, God.
I did not think that it would be possible to live up to some of the things you were saying. Like,
oh, it's spicy.
I mean, it truly is an amazing sandwich, and I got good bites of all kinds of stuff, and there's things that I would not put in there that I'm like, oh, that's actually good.
Yeah.
I can't believe I can't talk about it more.
I know.
I was afraid. Thought there'd be like octopus or something in there. I'm like, nobody would choose octopus.
No. And I would choose octopus. No, Sev would choose octopus.
It's very good.
I decided I'm not going to eat octopus anymore.
And even what we dipped it into was unique and amazing too. I was like, what?
Listen, you guys got to get there. It's a good show.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. It's a lot of fun.
Is the sandwich a cryptid?
Delicious.
Someone in the chat?
Yeah.
Hard to find.
Well, thank you for bringing us food.
Boy.
I think
you're
the first to have done that.
No.
I think.
No.
Well, I feel like we've had like little snacky things, but no one's ever made us food.
Yeah, that's true. No one's made us food.
I mean, there's
really
the
good.
Rest of this for you. I just want to, I feel like.
What? How many are in there?
Well, there's one, but it's like there's still half of it. I just didn't know if you guys wanted to get over it so that we could,
Well, damn. Sob scale?
Yeah, so you've been on the show before. We do something here called the sob scale.
Sob scale.
Are you a skeptic? Are you a believer?
Gary, we'll mail you some of that sandwich.
Sob scale stands for skeptic or believer. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end, I will grade you anywhere between a 0 and a 5. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a believer. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a skeptic. Are you ready to be weighed on the sob scale?
Hell yeah.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Absolutely, yes. Without a doubt.
They've been here.
They're here.
They're here?
They could be here now. Yeah.
What's Canada's stance on aliens?
Didn't they do one disclosure?
Yeah, we had like a big, wasn't there just in the last, like, I feel like a month or something, there was like a big shift headline, but I don't really remember what it was because I didn't see it. It was probably in a TikTok.
I don't know what the recent thing was, but they've always been ahead of the game and been more open. And they had a prime minister for a while that was actively trying to have a meeting with aliens based on some secret information that he had. I mean,
it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good. They've always
We should have talked about that.
I didn't actually know that. I wish I knew that. And I came in, was it Chrétien?
Allegedly. I don't know that you can believe anything that he says.
Yeah, but if he says it with conviction, then I can.
If I look and go, yes.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, me too. All right, second question. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Do you have any ghost stories?
Yes. Okay. I have some of my own, but I will just say this because I did another podcast, Tom Tran's podcast, and he is all about ghosts, seeing if you're a skeptic, if you're not, if you have ghost stories. And
it sounds a lot like ours.
It's different, you know? It's really different. Anyway, he has this insane photo because he went to a ghost town with some friends and they were in, like, it wasn't a planned trip. They ended up had a detour and they went to a ghost town, just a bunch of them. And one of their friends was taking a bunch of pictures in one of, like, the houses, the structures, and then, like, whatever, they left. And then when he got home, he started, like, looking at the pictures and fucking around with the exposure, and he upped the exposure, and there is a fucking ghost face like you've never seen before, so distinct, looking at you. And you're like, come on, could be... computer graphics, whatever. This was like, because he showed the picture before, the picture after. It was just a head in their back. It's like
ooh, I got goosebumps.
It was the real deal. It was fucked up. Like, I was like, because I am skeptical even when I say it. Like, I'm like, I love ghosts and I'm fascinated and I think that they're real, but I also am equally like, maybe not. But aliens, I'm like 100%. What fucking narcissists would be if we're like, there can't be any intelligent life out there past this.
Why have they not said hi to us?
Yeah.
We have a follow-up with the ghost question, though.
Okay.
What do you think they get to choose their outfit?
Like what we have...
like your ghost outfit.
Oh, like...
Do you become a ghost from what you died in, or do you become a ghost with like your favorite outfit?
Best projection of yourself. Or...
See, I feel like it's probably, it would just like anything, it would be
change.
Like there is probably no set way. It's like, you know how people tell themselves the story of their lives, right? Somebody's like, ugh, I always have the worst luck, right? And then they're like, the worst shit always happens to me, right? And then that's the story that they cling to, right? Uh-huh. So if somebody dies and they're like, just so like, this is who my identity was, this is where I am, this is how I want to be defined, then that's how they show up. I wonder what I would get dressed in.
Right.
I always think about the food thing, like, because for me, that would be so, like, do I get to, remember, what's the Mel Brooks movie when they are in heaven and it's just all food all the time everywhere?
What movie?
Wait, you mean Albert Brooks?
Albert Brooks, and
Meryl Streep. Yeah, Defending Your Life.
Yes. Such a good movie. Gotta rewatch it. But
the best movie.
There's so much food in it. It's like, that is my heaven. That's what I would want. Because, like, for me, when I go... If I get there and there's no food, like...
Send me to hell, baby!
Yeah, that will be hell. That will be hell. Then I'll be like, oh, shit, it doesn't exist.
Oh, I didn't make it.
The Jews, we got
the good place. Am I in the right place?
Yeah. Damn.
Bigfoot?
Bigfoot. I mean, no.
Mm. You've been to Canada.
I know. And then I saw some crazy ass, like, I love when I see TikToks or videos. Like, I love all this stuff. You know, it's like sleep. Didn't we talk? We talked about sleep paralysis, I believe, the last time, and aliens showing up that way. And that, I love that. That is, and the phenomena of how they show up for all people. Uh-huh. Bigfoot, I feel like could probably, but. Have you heard, didn't we talk about, there's like the red-eyed zombie alien, not zombie, red-eyed like beast in Thailand, or there was a podcast maybe that I listened to where these guys were in a rural part of Thailand and they were doing some sort of camping and they were like, these eyes that we saw in this deep cave, it's like part of some lore, but they really saw it and it was like the most terrifying moment of their lives.
Yeah. But they lived.
They lived, but they were speeding away on the boat and just saw, like the he described the eyes showing up.
They're in a boat in a cave?
No, they took a boat to, I guess, like a beach. It was nighttime, and then there was a cave. You know what's so funny, you guys at home, me recounting this shit? I smoke so much weed, and I also have ADD. And so, like, the way I remember things, oh, there you are. See? Can't even look at the fucking right camera. There we go. This is it. So me recounting this to you, I will try to remember the podcast because the way he recounts it was so chilling. And I love horror movies so much, but I'm so specific in how I like my horror movies and I find it very difficult to be scared. Like for me,
yeah.
I saw Blair Witch before Blair Witch even had any craze about it. We didn't know. We just happened and we were going camping the next day, which is like, and I did the best, worst thing, the meanest thing. But we went in and it was like, so revolutionary, right? And it felt so real. And for me, it was so perfect. I was so obsessed with the film because they let your mind and your imagination get the better of you. Yeah. And that is what the scariest thing is, like being dictated and told, like I used to love as a kid slasher, all, like Pinhead, everything. Mm-hmm. And now I... That shit.
He's walking slow again.
How many more people have to, like when I watch a slasher film, I actually spend the majority of the time, even if I'm enjoying the film, like I just saw that Mia Goth, Ty West, that awesome, what was his latest?
Which?
The Mia Goth movie from X. I saw X.
Oh.
Like last year.
When the porn one.
Yes. And yeah. And when I notice that when I watch like movies that are slashers, I spend the whole time being like, okay, six more people left to go. Okay, five, four, three more. Well, it's going to be at least 20 minutes before the next kill.
Oh, like they that. Showed this thing, so they must die this way.
Exactly, okay. Right? Yes.
It's like so, analytical.
Exactly. It takes you out. But a horror movie that is just lets you do the work and doesn't show much and is ghost driven, that's my chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like The Others.
Which one was The Others?
The twist was they were the ghosts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do. But see, I do like that.
That's a Zemeckis picture, yeah. Right?
I think so. I like folk horror. Folk horror is my favorite.
What's
like
that?
Like Wicker Man. That's like folk horror.
Yeah, or like Mothman.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting our
pasta. It's like a
scary pasta.
Yeah, and then God, what was that one where they were in a field? It's like a black and white one. They're in a.
What about Children of the Corn? Does that fit in there? Not really, because they stumble into the town. It's not.
Yeah,
Children of the Corn was fun. And yeah. Like, look, I was talking to my parents because somebody was talking about how they'd never seen The Shining, and I was like, "That's
The Shining is so." You'd think as a comedian, a stand-up, I would be better.
It's okay. You're high.
You guys, it's been a long fucking...
You've been doing a lot.
I did. Here's the thing. I did my second journey. There's no way to say it without sounding like a total douche, but I did my second plant medicine journey last week and then didn't really... Because it came up so serendipitously. And after the first experience, I was like, if it came my way, which I never thought it would for a long time, I was like, I got to do it. But I was leaving for Toronto at 4 a.m. the day after. And it's just been like insane ever since. So I'm here, but I am a ghost. So I do believe in ghosts.
Well, then that's your ghost outfit. Yeah, this is my ghost outfit. She got that jacket from our clothing club.
Yeah, and this Lucha Libre shirt from Mexico City. So I died pretty cool.
And it says Chuck?
Mark.
All right. Psychics. Thoughts on psychics?
You believe? Oh, yeah. I've had some crazy shit. Yeah.
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 Got a quick one?
Quick one? Okay. Because you guys will know who this is, but it's fucked.
Yeah.
Okay.
She been on the show before?
So, no, you'll know when. Okay, so I was in a real bad spot, real bad relationship. I'd lost 10 pounds, had to take this person to court. It was a very nightmare situation that I never thought I'd ever be in, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, didn't tell anybody about it, had self-isolated, literally was in my bathroom being like, somebody help me, like out to the heavens. And then my mom and my sister called and they were like, can you come back to Vancouver? Will you come for a visit? And I was like, needed it so bad. Went to go see them. One night my mom goes, I want you to listen to something. She went to this psychic who's like pretty fucking crazy. Oh my God. And we just had those crazy ghosts. I had two ghost stories that just happened 2 months ago. Anyways. So, sorry, everyone. So this is good. I mean, you need the time. I'm a great guest. So anyways, my mom had to go to the psychic for some shit of her own. And this psychic pulled out, you're not allowed to say anything. That also the psychic, my mom was just calling for an appointment and this psychic was going to be leaving town for a book tour first and was going to only be taking appointments 6 months from now. And my mom was like, okay. And then she goes, oh wait, actually she's here. She can't do a full reading, but she'll do like a quick one for you. My mom was like, anything. So she gets on, she says, you can't say anything but yes or no, you know, like maybe, but like nothing that will pontificate. She pulled out my grandmother's name, which is Lottie, my other grandmother's name, which is Sorella, my grandfather's name, that is Maxwell, and a C for Clifford for my other grandfather. Okay. Whoa. Started that just off. Then there was like just litany of stuff that it was like to my uncle's heart surgery, my aunt's breast cancer, like crazy specific. And then my mom goes, how's Lindsay doing? And she says, awful. And she says, really? She says, yes, I see a big guy living in her stomach, and I was having all stomach. I couldn't eat. I couldn't, like, nothing. It was, I was fucked. And she goes, he calls himself a bad boy. Which, guys, this is so embarrassing in front of all of you, but yes, I dated somebody that referred to himself as a bad boy. We all live, we learn, we laugh, you know, let my stupidity be a lesson to you at home. So she pulled that out, and then she goes, are they married? Are they getting married? And like my stomach fucking dropped. My mom's like, no. I can hear her in the recording going, no. Every day this dude would be like, you're my wife. I'm going to marry you. You're my wife. And yep. I'd always be like, this is no. And he'd be like, and he'd always say that was his tagline. She was like, she has to get away from him and all this stuff. And I did. But that was fucking.
That's wild, man. Yeah.
That is wild. And also probably the big help for you to jump out of it, right?
Exactly. It was like the, I needed it. I was at the brink.
It's almost like
so
the
even,
psychic permission.
Exactly. To yeah. Like the universal sign to be like, yeah, you can get out. And because it allowed me that, her doing that allowed me to talk to my mom and my sister about it because I wasn't talking to anybody about it. Yeah.
Last question.
Still scheduled? Yeah, he's still out. He's out. It's okay.
Do you think that life is a simulation?
Oh, yeah. I had a real bender with this throughout the pandemic. Well, I know that it's more mathematically probable that we are in a simulation. So, but my little tiny human brain has a hard time. But then sometimes I'm like, I tried doing that like when I was in a rough spot, you know, being like, tomorrow I'm going to wake up on a different timeline. But maybe I'm there, maybe, you know,
just to piggyback off of that, one interesting thing I heard recently was let's say that there's a bunch of different parallel universes. Every time you rise up or make a decision, you jump into the better universe. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking kind of a cool idea that like,
but then why are we here?
That doesn't make any sense.
But are we even here? Because if we're a simulation, like, are we even here? Who's running our
friggin'
avatars?
But then wouldn't everyone change? If you did something good and then all of a sudden...
I think you have to be responsible for jumping into the best universe.
Mm, got it.
So it's like you set the vibration of your best self and then it moves you into it.
It's like quantum leap.
You know what would help you get onto the right vibration?
What?
Food.
Oh,
our theme that we haven't
nice
even
to bring
touched.
It around.
Magical food.
Nice one to bring it
by
around.
The way, you're a five.
I'm a five. I know.
You're four or five.
What are you? Are
I
you
would
a,
say
a
you're
zero?
A high four. Because she doesn't believe in squatch.
I'm a one. Yeah.
You're a one.
I'm a four.
You just don't believe. Do you believe in aliens? Which is the one that
I believe that aliens exist, but I don't believe they've been here.
Right.
He believes in the simulation.
Why don't you think it would be possible for them? Like all the things that people are seeing now, you know, how would you explain the broadening? Like, and I'm saying of air, like when you're talking about...
I'm more agnostic about it than anything. Like I see all that stuff and I go, okay, well, let's see, you know?
And see, on that same token, I still think most of the stuff they're showing is just... propaganda still to get what they want. There's been shit the whole time.
Right.
But now they're just...
Wait, you're saying they being aliens are doing that or like the government? The government. Or is it, right, yeah.
There's a reason why they pick and choose what you're allowed to see and they don't... It's because they don't have enough footage for you to think other than like, oh, it could be Russia.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there is so much stuff going on that we have no... Think about the things that we see play out day to day in the like horrors... of politics and then talking about big business, everything, right? Like there's so much nefarious activity going on for all profit base, right? That it's like, imagine the things that we don't know are frightening.
Yeah.
But, and they're hidden because we will all revolt and it'll be anarchy, right? So.
Yeah. Did you see the fighter jets today?
No, I was shooting sandwiches. What?
It's Hollywood's biggest night.
Oh, that, oh, but were they, did they do
like, fight? I guess they did like a fight, probably for Maverick, I guess.
It was
they
like so a, loud.
I heard choppers.
And the president came in on a chopper, so.
Did he
I don't know if he was like, he wasn't like in the show, he just was visiting. Right?
Oh, that's actually real. I just thought that you were being funny, and I just imagined Biden, like, you know, like his, like, and then at the end of the night, he's going to be like, my ride's here.
Everyone look up, the president is flying by.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, what about this food? You read an entire book, so I feel like we should jump into this.
Yeah.
Well, the book that I read was Food of the Gods. God, I wish Nola, will you put who wrote that in the chat? I already forgot. But it was mostly about how like eating mushrooms made us go from quadrupeds to standing upright to giving us language to making us agriculture, and then it kind of went into all of the stimulants that we ingest and how it affects it, how it affects our bodies, how it affected people's minds in the past, and how it affected our society moving forward. So everything from mushrooms to coffee to sugar to alcohol, like that was all in that book. It's an incredible book. I recommend it to everyone. If you have Amazon Prime, I think that you get it for free on Audible. But
Oh,
thank you, Nullet.
Yeah, the mushroom, the mind expander.
Yeah, like the, so like it starts off with us being just silent, mute partner communities. We're like small communities, like apes, picking things up as we go, eating everything. If it doesn't sit well with us, we'll throw it up, and if we ingest it, then that's good to eat. As we started moving into like a bovine community, we started eating psychedelic mushrooms, things with psychotropics in it, because of how it affects your mind. It makes shapes more dominant. You can see movement better. We became much better hunters, which made us start walking upright so that we can hold things like weapons, carry things back. Women being became gatherers and men became hunters. And so women being gatherers, we had to be able to communicate where food was, what it looked like, what it does to you, how to preserve it. So language actually came from women, which made society back then goddess and matriarchal societies. And with that also came religion. There's like, I know that Willie, you and I have talked about like,
boo,
like cow. No, these are not like Christian religions. These are women-centric, earth-bound religions where there's a much more, it's like
pagan.
Like, yeah, it's like pagan. Yeah. It's like early mm-hmm, paganism. Mm-hmm. And because of all this, and we start talking, it makes you more poetic. Like mushrooms make you want to speak more and say things. Like there's even a connection between our other kind of, not like Homo sapiens, and how they had thicker heads than what we do.
Yeah,
like even just the utterance and singing cleans out plaque in our brains, because our skulls are so thin, the vibrations travel better in our heads. thicker skulled Homo sapiens didn't evolve with us. They kind of died out because their brains weren't getting bigger. And with food, it like I don't know, it's just crazy. Like all the different foods that we eat enhances our brain.
Well, and there's just an article that came out in Vice about how mushrooms and other psychedelics like LSD actually do expand the brain and grow and produce brain cells and brain activity to make your brain more fluid and agile.
No, that can't be true. Those have been illegal for so long.
But that's it too, is like we went from being a matriarchal like partner society where these people in the mountains would trade with these people in the plains because we don't have things. We would do this on lunar cycles as the mushrooms mm-hmm. would grow mm-hmm. so that us meeting and trading would end in a night of us all eating mushrooms and fucking each other, which means that we're sharing our genes, like our and with the swapping of seed, we become like more amicable towards these other tribes because now
I can't think of a less sexy way to say fucking than swapping of the seed.
I'm just trying to go. I didn't take any mushrooms, so I can't be as eloquent.
We were supposed to take mushrooms.
I know. We were.
I thought we were all fucking microdoses.
We're going to take mushrooms and not tell Lindsay.
Oh my God. I would be so mad because then I'd be like, why didn't you give me some?
Yeah. But
mushrooms
are
the best.
So with that, women realized that we can just plant things where we are rather than go out and find it, which made agriculture, which then came
into... What you're saying is we crushed shit.
Yeah, we fucking crushed it. But with that, unfortunately...
Hey, and it's your month. This is so apropos. It's your month.
Pew, pew, pew.
Congratulations on your month. It's Women's March.
Yeah. It's our month.
Woohoo.
It's my birthday. That's the same. You know, it's like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's my month.
And you're telling me this isn't a simulation.
Sorry, I feel like I'm talking a lot. But
no,
like,
I love it. It's fascinating.
So with agriculture comes hoarding. It comes surplus. And with that comes, this is mine, not yours. You no longer need to trade. Mm-hmm. And when you don't need to trade, women as gatherers no longer need to be the figurehead of a group. It needs to be a strong man, that turns into a patriarchy, which then... instead of becoming trading, becomes a dominating society.
Yeah, fucking A.
Which takes you further away from like mushrooms make you introspective of yourself, but not taking those kind of psychedelics like just inflates your ego, saying this is mine, which in a patriarchal society, when you don't need the earth anymore, we became an industrial society. We became like there's imperialism, there's slavery. All of that comes with taking away fucking mushrooms. They started vilifying it with witch trials, with Christianity vilifies it, saying that it brings in devil spirits
mushrooms?
And stuff.
Really?
That's somebody who had a bad trip and just didn't understand their own inner demons and were like, oh, this is awful.
Why do I want to fuck all these kids? It must be the mushrooms.
Must be those mushrooms. One of the things that they did say in the book was that sometimes during the witch trials, they would find psychedelics in whatever the like witch in her hut. And rather than, because that would just administer it like so tiny, like it would be a medicinal thing.
So
they would
tiny.
Slather it all over their skin before the trial. And so they would just be fucking batshit insane, like screaming and stuff. And everyone's like, the devil's in her.
Oh my God.
This is evil. You know?
They would do that to the witch?
To the woman
so
on trial.
Depressing.
What?
Isn't that fucked up?
That's super fucked up. But also not fucked up because it's like, it just makes sense. Like humans, the way that they're, the diabolical nature of so many humans, like it's bizarre that that there is such good in people and such bad in people.
Yeah.
And it's like how we get there is a very thin thread.
But that means that they knew what they were doing, right?
Yeah, but it's a power grab. So it's like, so why wouldn't they do it? They also didn't have TV. They didn't have Married at First Sight Australia to watch.
Yeah, you got to make your own fun.
So it's like
Jerry Springer mixed with...
Think about, they used to behead people and watch that for fun.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah,
the burning. Like, yeah, you're like, well, there's nothing else to do today. Yeah, yeah, let's go see someone get burned. Yeah,
oh, those are real.
There's
that's
a video
wild.
Game Graveyard Keeper, and one of the things in it is people aren't going to the witch trials anymore, so you have to make beer. You have to craft beer and burgers to entice people to come to the witch trials.
Yeah,
the witch burning.
They had to adapt, just like how Instagram has been losing followers, you know, and they're trying to update and do all this stuff. It's just the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Willie, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to add this this quote from the Bible, just because it's interesting. Ezekiel 4:15.
Oh.
Then he said unto me, lo, I have given thee cow's dung for man's dung, and thou shalt prepare thy bread therewith.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is just mushrooms.
It's just mushrooms. They just took out the mushroom part of it.
Oh, no, it's funny eat cow poop. That's
just eat that poop.
I was just, it's amazing that you are, that this is where it came in for the conversation, because I was thinking about this just the other day, having gone through, you know, what I went through, and I was like, oh, like, when did this get vilified? How did it come in? What did it look like? What shape did it take form? Because I totally think also, like, when we think about how religious leaders and edicts happen, like in the Middle East, you know, just we're talking about like Moses, everybody, like how did these leaders, how did the Romans, how did this all happen? How did they pick God? And it's like, because they just found crazy ass drugs and they like were super charming and just got on them, and everybody wanted to like listen to their enlightened speech. Like, it's just like how I did that journey. And then after, it's so annoying, because you're like, you've had this amazing experience and it's not in a party, it's in a very different way, and you're like, shit, this is so healing, this is amazing, this is what life is about, and you try to tell people, and you're like, ooh, I just sound like a fucking leader of an MLN or some shit, you know?
I mean, here's the crazy thing, like, picture
everything turns into a sketch about stoners.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think stars are, man? Like,
yeah, my friend who was like just outside being like, I want to be the ocean. And you're like, of course you do.
So like, take all your best experiences you've ever had on any psychedelics or anything, and then picture doing something evil in that moment.
Oh my God.
Like doing some, like murdering someone on acid sounds like an actual nightmare.
Nightmare.
Like an, I don't think I could ever come back from that.
You wouldn't. Your brain would be augmented, like fundamentally augmented.
Yeah.
Could you even do it?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think I could.
Could anyone? Could,
no.
Yes.
I mean, people have done it.
Oh, people have killed people on acid before?
Yes. I'm sure.
But I picture mushrooms.
Anything that you can think of.
Acid can be intense.
What? Yeah. I just think anything that you can possibly think of has happened. Up, and more so. There are some real fucked up people.
Yeah.
I just learned how you can, like, control squirrels. Do you guys know this?
You can
control squirrels. Well, can you keep them out of my fucking garden? Jesus Christ.
I set that up. You had to, right? Because imagine you're like, nah, we don't want to. Nobody wants to know that. So try this at home. If you see a squirrel and you go like this to them.
Tail.
All the breakdancers are getting attacked now.
Yeah, but listeners, it's like you're doing that where
wave.
Where
like
you
a pop. You're doing the wave.
You hold the person's hand next to you and you do
that
wave.
Yeah, so you just mimic basically a wave with one arm at it. And the reason that it signals to them, so they'll usually stop and come over to you, because it's the same motion that their tails take. And that's how they communicate non-verbally. And so if you want to try, I've seen it in action.
So that's why in the early breakdancing years in New York, like, squirrels were
just attacking. Constantly.
Beat Street. Oh, yeah.
They just full squirrel attacks.
Yeah.
Put the cardboard down so that the squirrels wouldn't have any traction.
Yeah,
they could
exactly.
Kick them away.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'm glad we solved that mystery. One of the things, too, that was interesting was the fact that most psychedelic visions, they encounter a feminine spirit. There's like a female spirit that they encounter. And in the past, they associate this with Gaia or whatever the earth spirit is.
Mm-hmm.
But in Christianity is the only religion that does not have a matriarch in it. Like
Eve.
No, but she's not of God. She's not of God.
Virgin Mary.
But
Hooker.
Huh? Well,
that was an old derogatory term. Sorry, I did not mean to say that. I meant to say sex worker.
Positive but sex
yes,
worker.
Yes.
But that's Jesus, and they don't like to include her with it. There are a lot of women that were taken out of the Bible, mm-hmm. but modern Christianity,
that's because
that imperialism.
Boys rule.
They don't, yeah, everything is Eve's fault. It's like they make the woman even smaller, but like not. I don't want to go down this religious
yeah,
thing. But
it's
I, like
so,
I,
yeah.
No, we can totally go down that.
What about the apple?
So in this book, they speculate that the apple was actually a mushroom.
Yeah, they never says it's an apple. They say the fruit.
Yeah.
It's like she's trying to peer pressure him to eat the
So in the Bible, she gives him the mushroom, right? Yeah, and they eat it and they say their eyes are opened, which is what happens when you do psychedelics.
Yes.
And they notice that they are naked. They're no longer of one. They are of they're conscious of themselves. They have an ego death. They're conscious of themselves. They decide to put clothes on because they're like, oh, you're different than me. We should cover ourselves up. God throws them out of Eden, which if you look at pastoral ancient communities, where they think they were, I forget where it was, but there was a severe drought. There's evidence of severe drought in this like kind of greenbelt area. And it's guarded by a cherub with a spinning flame of fire, which is representative of a super hot sun. So they're forced to go somewhere else and do agriculture.
Can I just say that it's such a shame, just to interject, that it is such a shame that they, through their mushroom trip, were like, ooh, we should cover this because... Like, you can have so much fun having sex and stuff on mushrooms. Yeah. Like, it's so freeing. Like, you'd figure, that's what everybody at the burn is doing. You know? It's like, they're taking it off. Why did it make them like, ooh.
Yeah.
Did, you know what? Maybe Adam had, what's it called? You know, when you have those dicks that are like that? Peronis. Like, maybe he had Peronotis. Yeah. And then he was like, ooh, shit.
Let's cover it.
Just like I know that this
turtleneck.
Is normal, but it's not normal.
Yeah.
But doesn't the vagina twist it all crazy anyway?
Yeah, it looks like a corkscrew inside.
It's like a fucking water slide in here. It's like, woo.
Might have teeth. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Jaws.
I don't like that.
Mine makes Skittles.
I don't like this.
Lucky. Oh, my God.
I don't like it.
All red Skittles during the time of the
You don't like
month.
It? You don't like vaginas? Or you don't
I don't like,
like
you guys saying that they have teeth and Skittles.
Well, normally we talk about time. Dicks and cum here, so he's not used to the feminine
vaginas.
Energy
vaginas. Oh, Wade. This is such a... This is where we can unlock everything.
We talk about vaginas a lot. We talk about how ducks get raped and then they had to like make their vaginas labyrinthian.
Yeah, to counteract.
You got me. I'm going to have your kid. Get out of here.
Then did dolphins do that too then?
No, I think dolphins love fucking.
But they also... I think dolphins
But they also get assaulted
rape.
A lot.
Yeah.
They are? They're currently turning their vaginas into labyrinths?
Slowly over time? Is that happening?
Oh, yeah. There are too many male dolphins in the ocean right now because it's so warm. You know, we need to throw some mushrooms in there.
Yeah.
Or some ice.
Well, that's a good question.
They did give mushrooms. Well, they did give dolphins LSD for a while. That's what they were doing for Jane. What's her name?
Goodall.
But it wasn't Goodall. She was the monkeys. But the
hang on.
The scientist.
Hold on. The scientist that. Well, yeah. She just jerked it off. She didn't have sex with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that
she jerked
one.
It off to
they
get
were on
it.
LSD.
They did LSD before. That was the whole reason that. Yeah. So that they could try to teach them to speak English and study their past. That was the initial, which is so wild. Imagine getting that grant.
What
you're
a
like,
funny
honey, I had a great day at the office today.
I jerked off the dolphin. I think it said, "I love you."
First, we'll give it the LSD, and then we'll get. Crick, get jiggy with him.
Get jiggy with it.
Wait, but so here's my question. Sea creatures, how do they get stoned? And this is my new business.
Uh-huh.
Figuring out what can get you stoned in the ocean and going and getting it.
I'm pretty sure there's psychotropic fish that they can
see. Right.
Oh, like bloat? Like
because there is like the toads, psychotropic toads, right?
Yeah.
So
there are kinds of parrotfish that... certain like islanders can catch, and if you prepare it a certain way, its meat is psychotropic.
Damn.
That sounds awesome.
That is wild.
Make that sandwich.
Because you get a meal.
Well, you might trip or it might kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know.
The thing that sucks about mushrooms is
nothing.
They taste so fucking bad. Can you imagine eating a nice piece of fish and then getting the same result?
Yeah. But now it's like, A, there's such good chocolates around. And then also making the tea, I really have been like, because that making the tea makes it faster, smoother, and then not faster, smoother. What was my last one? Cleaner? And not so many, like, I don't know. I find that for me, the onset, I'll know that it's happening because I always get a yawn that I cannot actualize. Like, it's like, it just feels like it's going to happen. It sucks. And I'm like, okay, I know this is happening and I just got to get through this. But ever since I've been teeing and chocolating, nope.
How do you do the tea?
Tea, just take how much you want.
Yeah.
And then just put it in a little cup of water. But like, you can keep it in a strainer.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, let it sit.
Yeah.
And then you strain it.
Then you just throw out the
keep mushroom? It to the side. If you want to keep it to the side and like if you think after and you want to try munching on it, like you can, but you can also just throw it out.
Man.
I think in
you'll love it
times,
that way.
They infused it with honey. They would infuse honey with the mushrooms.
That probably activates good idea. It, like
that's yeah.
In a cool way, I feel like.
Yeah. We should start
there was
doing
also
that.
Another way. Yeah. This is how people also smoked weed. They would do hashish balls and with mushrooms too, stick it up their ass. Enemas were a prevalent way of doing drugs, like in ancient times.
Totally, but when you do that, that gives you more of just like the body high than the...
I think the different ways you prepare, even just regular food, obviously, like not just psychedelics, the different ways you prepare food help enhance certain aspects of it,
yeah.
Right? And so I think maybe doing like a little hashish bullet up your ass is definitely going to give you a body high rather than smoking it, which is going to give you like a really crazy head high.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It looked like you were about to move on to the next bullet point. Am I wrong?
I was going to talk about the idea that I didn't want to leave.
You can leave
stuff,
it.
But you know, the idea of nutrition has come on kind of in such a late way that like it's been quantified and then we've learned a bunch of stuff and we haven't revisited a lot of things since then. And, you know, blanketly, I can just say stupid things like, well, you know, we might need iron in our diet, but like crushing up iron and throwing it in your cereal might not be the best way to get iron. We used to get a lot of minerals.
You just gotta drink blood.
I just had
from like groundwater and river water, mm-hmm. as opposed to like taking the actual thing.
Yeah, because I ended up becoming anemic, which I didn't know.
Oh, gee.
Which was onset by some. There's something that onset anemia in me, and then that onset this thing called oral thrush. I don't know if anyone's ever experienced this before. Typically in babies, get it in your mouth, but thrush can also happen to ladies in there. And I feel like vagina, wait, that's what it happens in women's vagina.
I thought you meant your t-shirt.
But it actually, no, so I had this insane rash all around my mouth for like all of January. And when I came here, mm-hmm. I had it, that's why I couldn't have my favorite milk tea that they have. They have the best milky tea. Oh God.
It's in there still.
It's so good, but I couldn't lost my taste, couldn't open up my mouth. It was cracked here and hurt. My lips were swollen. They looked like, you know, like if I had like treatment.
Nature's Botox.
Mm-hmm. Yes, nature's Botox. For like 3 weeks, my tongue, like I couldn't taste anything. I actually realized what people who can't handle spice, what it was like. It was fucked. And I had to go off every single everything, wheat, right? Like I had to do a full candida cleanse, yes, and then start to build myself up with iron. But I was like trying to do it with vegetables because iron pills are so difficult for your body.
Yeah, anyways, you don't really absorb a lot of that shit.
No.
Callie says it makes her very ill to take iron supplements.
There's really hard. See, and then I feel like you need your sensitive bodied friends because for us, like they're the canary.
Litmus test.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But there's this idea out there that sure, I'm going to preface it with where, you know, I'm not even going to go there. The idea is the food, most of the energy that people need to survive is actually from the sun. And the closer you can get your food to the sun, the better it is for you. That's why greens, mushrooms.
If you do put your mushrooms like in the sun for 15 minutes, they will charge up. If you put your mushrooms in the sunshine for 15 minutes, they will collect the vitamin D that you need.
Then the chocolate gets melted.
Talking about actual mushrooms that you're cooking with, not the psychedelic kinds, but like the real.
But mushrooms are gross.
No, really? I don't like.
Oh, I can't. I don't like them either.
Lion's mane? No, have you?
They're too soggy. They're slimy.
Then you are eating them wrong, my dude.
Yeah,
dude.
No, but like
every I've mushroom tried
like
I've
the mushroom burger. Slimy. You know, I don't like any mushrooms.
You don't. So the three guys here, Aaron.
Seth does.
Okay, because I was gonna say that I was like, this is like what happened.
Yeah,
then they're gonna try and burn us at the stake before this podcast ends. You guys, I have so much to do. Don't burn me at a stake tonight.
I don't have the time.
I don't have the time to die that way right now. I gotta get
we'll rain check that.
There's so much stuff that
I have a show next week.
I have to make a sandwich. I have to make a sandwich
in front of a live audience. I have cake to eat. I have a dinner. You know what I mean? Like,
jeez.
All right. Well, we've got a minute left.
I love that we barely touched. I'm so sorry.
No,
everyone at home, I just want to apologize.
No, but here's the thing.
Conversation's working.
We do a bonus episode, Real Life Sci-Fi. Great. You go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We do more sci-fi. You're going to stick around for it.
For that one, yeah. Right?
Yeah. And that's where you can find it. Your show is next Saturday.
And this Saturday. This coming 18th. Saturday, 18th, in what, 6 days?
The 18th Saturday.
Of March. Please go to Lindsay Ames on Instagram.
AMESLINDSAY.
EY Lindsay's are sociopaths. I'm sorry to tell you. Yeah. But please, it's such a fun show, and like the energy is so good. It's my first time doing the live show back in the public since the pandemic.
Right.
I've had a couple private ones, but it's so fun, and I just want everybody to have a good time. It's great.
And then if they're not in LA, just
please find
Lindsay Ames Instagram.
Yeah, at Make That Sandwich on Instagram.
Make That Sandwich.
Yeah, but definitely go to Lindsay Ames, because I feel like that's my main hub, and then I'm slowly, building up the others. But yeah, a lot of different stuff there.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you again for the sandwich.
Yeah, of course.
And
such a good sandwich.
We're going to continue this conversation on our Patreon. So patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. reallifesci-fi.show is our website where you can get all that stuff. You guys, quick thoughts, anything?
Eat raw food and eat some mushrooms.
Go have some mushrooms.
Mushrooms. We're all going to do mushrooms now. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Sha! Shika! Sha!
Show Josh up there.
Sandwich. Okay, now you guys can sandwich.